Good morning. For answering the call, we thank you, the call to prayer. That music certainly is a wonderful. Praise God, and thank you for joining us. It's Wednesday morning, February the 25th, in the year of our Lord, 2014. And the Lord has just been so wonderful to us. This morning, I had a little panic attack, so to speak. I woke up and I thought I was for some reason I don't know why I thought I did, but I didn't. I thought I had how sometimes you can wake up and then you're confused about what time it is and where you are, and that was kind of what it was, because I was very tired going to bed on last night because we worked extremely hard physically as well on yesterday, working on a physical, very physical project, and so I was extremely tired on going to bed last night. So I woke up and there was a little bit of a panic, like, what time is it? You know, like that, and this is before I actually. Before the actual time for me to get up, and I thought, wow, I missed the broadcast here, you know. So obviously I didn't. Here I am. Good morning to you. I'm your host, Aubrey L. Gregory, and I thank you for joining us on this wonderful day. I hope you're feeling well and you've had a good season of rest, and you're now alive and wide-eyed and bushy-tailed, ready to bring the Lord glory and to praise Him all day long. Myself, I consider myself awesomely favored, divinely powered, and blessed. No complaints, just praise and thanks. Well, today, our theme for today is that we have a new song. And nine times in Scripture, we're told that the believers have been given a new song. So that's you and me. We have a new song. And I'd like to take a look at just a couple of places where that occurs so that we can get some light and insight into exactly what that means. And when we look at Psalm chapter 40 and verse 3, that's Psalm 40 and verse 3, it says, and I'm reading in the Amplified Version, "And he has put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many shall see and fear, revere and worship and put their trust and confident reliance in the Lord. That's Psalm 40 in verse 3. Then the prophet Isaiah records in the 42nd chapter and verse 10. That's Isaiah chapter 42 and verse 10. Sing to the Lord a new song and his praise from the end of the earth. You who go down to the sea and all that is in it, the islands and coastal regions and the inhabitants of them, sing a song such has never been heard in the heathen world or in the world of nations. Same thing. Then finally there's Psalm 134 verse 1. It says, behold, bless, affectionately and gratefully praise the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who by night stand in the house of the Lord. So there are many other instances where we are exhorted to sing a new song. And that song is a song of thanks, of praise, a song of salvation, redemption, restoration, song of healing. All of those facts are true and make up our song. So we bless and we affectionately and gratefully praise the Lord. That's what we do. We're doing it out of affection and gratefulness to Him. So whatever may be going on in your spirit and your heart and soul at this moment, try to include with intentional effort a new song, and that new song should be in your heart and in your mouth, and it's a song to our God. As we carry that song, and it doesn't mean you have to have music. It just means that your attitude internally and externally becomes visible so that many shall see and fear. In other words, they'll revere and worship and put their trust and confidence in the Lord because you have a song. And so try to make whatever adjustment that is needed for you to function that way where your heart can be seen in terms of its contents, because all around people have complaints and disenchantments about everything. People are just in a very negative state, and so God doesn't want His people being in that mode at all, not at all. You know, He wants us to give off an aroma that really perfumes the atmosphere wherever we go. So that's God's exhortation to us today. Well, I want to thank you for joining us. God bless you on this day. Thank you for your commitment to prayer. Well, I have a praise report, and maybe a couple, but certainly this one must go forward. This is a praise. This is a song of praise and thanksgiving for. We have a member of our fellowship. Her name is Wanda Holland, and her husband was rushed to the hospital just a few days ago. It was the weekend, and I don't know if it was Friday or Saturday. However, he was placed in the intensive care unit at the hospital because of some diabetic complications. And however, the good news is that she called on the Lord, and we joined her on Sunday in calling on the Lord. And the report is that as of Monday, I believe, he was out of the internal, rather the intensive care unit, and been placed in a regular treatment setting or ward for continued process and recovery. So that's a praise report right there. God hears and does answer prayer. And it's just, we never cease to be amazed at God's action. And so that's a praise report that we wanted to register for sure, to stoke our own reliance and confidence in our God, that He hears and does answer our prayer. You may want to consider your praise report, offering that to the Lord. We're here to be encouraged by that, and certainly by your prayer request. Don't fail to bring that. God wants us to speak up and without fear, without any kind of trepidation. He has welcomed us, and we therefore want to entertain His welcome. What else? Well, yesterday, one of our intercessors, a member of our team, brought into the office a copy of a prophecy that was given back in 2004, June 11th. It was a Friday. And, it wasn't the day that the prophecy was given. In fact, this is the day that the person who shared the prophecy received the prophecy. It was June 11th, 2004. And this gentleman, his name is John McCalvey, or McCleavy, that's what it is, McCleavy. He was on his way to pick up his son on that day, and was driving north on the Garden State Parkway. As he approached the Newark exit, he saw in the spirit a devastating, and I'm quoting kind of verbatim here. Don't want to change anything that was being said. He saw in the spirit a devastating ball of fire surrounding the Newark area. He further says it was seen as far as the eye could see, and he saw in the spirit another fire, and this appeared to be the fire of the Holy Spirit. He then saw a huge waterfall coming from out of the sky and overflowing into what appeared to be a stadium in Newark, and then flowing out into the streets. He said as he continued to drive and tried to block out what he had seen, the Lord reminded him of the prophecy that He had given to him to bring to the church a couple of years ago about a dark cloud over the New York City area, and how people were going to be in need of Christians. And then 9/11 came, and of course, you know, 9/11 has to do with the bombing, or rather the destruction of the World Trade Center, September 11th of that year. And once again, he saw the fireball, and tears flowed from his eyes, he says, and I saw the streets of Newark in blood. I cried out loud for mercy. And then he said, I was reminded of Sodom and Gomorrah and how the Lord rained fire and brimstone out of heaven. He says, I was also reminded of 2 Chronicles 7:14. And of course, most of us would know what that verse says. It says, if my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their evil ways, then I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. John continues. He says, I saw the fire of the Holy Spirit come down and comforted the people with its power. Immediately I saw a huge waterfall come down from the sky and flowed into and out of Newark. He continues, Newark is a gateway for the spirit world, and the Lord would say, far too long, evil spirits have been pouring into the Newark area. That trend is about to stop, and the flow of my spirit would pour into this area. My power has been seen in the north and south, and Toronto and Pensacola, and those were revivals that were occurring in that year, will merge into this Newark area. It will bring a healing power and will flow from city to city. They will be dancing in the streets that once was overwhelmed with fear of gangs and drug lords. I will shackle the handcuffs. I'm sorry. He said, I will unshackle the handcuffs of my ministers in this area who have been diligently seeking my face, who have been diligent in doing what I've called them to do. But I will also handcuff the works of those I have called who would not respond to and do the work I call them to. For man's pride will not have a place in this move. The Newark area will be known all over the country as one of the places I inhabit. As I continue my drive, he said, a peace came over me as I started singing the praises of my Lord. You had a song. Once again, I heard in the Spirit the Lord speaking to me, be not afraid to bring this word, for I have called you to do, or rather to be one of the prophetic voices in this area. Some will turn away from this word, as others will run to my throne of grace. Bring forth this word. And John McCleavy I don't know if he still is, but at the time was a worship leader at Living Waters Church in North Arlington, New Jersey, here where a friend of mine, Bishop Frank Dupree, is the apostle there, the senior pastor, the overseer of that ministry. Thought I would share that with you, and this is important, particularly for those who would have heard my own teaching on what God is doing and what season and what time it is. And then if you were in fact and at the Chuck Pierce Leaders Breakfast event on last week Thursday, a week ago, you would be able to see how this synchronizes with the message that God has given through Chuck Pierce for this hour. It syncs tremendously. Now, if we notice, this vision occurred in 2004, Mark the 4. Then, in the vision, he's reminded of 2 Chronicles 7:14. Mark the 4 there. And a week ago, Dr. Pierce explained to us, and I had not known that until that event, that the number 4, because we're in the year 2014, that ends with a 4. The number 4 is the number of hope. It's the number for an open door. And it's important while I'm taking the time to share this with you. And he said that this is the year of opportunity. It's an open door. It's a door of hope. That's what you see in the Hebrew language and understanding. Remember Jesus said, not one jot or tittle. Now, Jesus was Hebrew. He was Jewish. He says, not one jot or tittle shall pass away from my word. The Jewish writers were concerned about every single thing, every punctuation, every jot, every that's what the jot and the tittle is, punctuation or punctuations. And so the four means a door of hope. And so that event that we had last week, I did not know that when I chose to have the tagline be Hope Newark. So when Dr. Pierce saw that, he was astonished. He knew that was the Lord. The Lord was doing this. Then I got a revelation on yesterday about 2 Chronicles 7:14. That ends in a 4. Again, the door of hope. So every time we read that, we have an opportunity to respond positively and in hope to what God has said in 2 Chronicles 7:14. Dr. Pierce went on to explain that God's promises are never rescinded, and we know that. His call is without repentance. However, that call or the promises or the manifestation, while it is not rescinded, can be delayed. So this is awesome. I can go on and on. I won't though, but I just wanted to give you enough to encourage your heart that this season is what it is. It's an open door for you personally, a door of hope, as well as for our city. So that's why we want to follow through and take advantage of the season. So this year, we will have, between now and the fall, between now and the Feast of Tabernacles, we will have 4 events in the city of Newark of worship and praise. One in each of the cardinal points of the city, north, south, the east, and the west. At some venue, it may be just a gathering place, or it could be the church, or somewhere where the saints of God can come together. And then there will be a 5th one in the center of the city. Now, what should you do with that information? I would ask you to kindly join us in praying about that, because that's what it's going to take to shift the principality that is reigning over our city. Now, in John's vision, he said, and I'm talking about John McCleavy, we just finished reading a prophecy, just in case you just joined us. In the vision, he was told that Newark is a gateway for the spirit world. Well, I don't know if you realize it. Newark has an international airport, and over 500,000 people come through that place every year. It's an international Newark Liberty Airport. And the point I'm making is Newark is a gateway city. So what we're hearing in the prophecy is also a gateway for the spirit world, and that many evil spirits have been pouring into the Newark area. Now, that I've said, that is why there is the bloodshed. Lots of bloodshed. Because the spirits desire blood. They desire blood. And so the more blood is shed, is the more they come to the area. Like vultures. Yeah. That's exactly what's going on. In fact, in the scripture, birds are referred to as the demonic worlds, and as part of that, in the scripture, they're symbolically demonic. Not birds themselves in general, the ones that come and, you know, land in your window and you get to admire their beauty and color. We're talking about the idea of birds. Is in the scripture as seen as demonic and demonic activity. All right, so I'm opening up your lines. Thank you for joining us on this wonderful day. Just wanted to bring you up to date on what God is doing. We are praying every day consistently, and we should be in touch with what God is doing, because you know, his actions are not out there. They're very present for us on a day-to-day basis. And I can tell you, what I'm seeing, I'm just awed and humbled. And so that's one of the keys to this season. This prophecy says, for man's pride will not have a place in this move. And that's what we've been teaching, that we should do what Daniel did. In Daniel chapter 10, it records Daniel being told by the angel his prayers were answered. Heaven responded because he was humble. That's the key. That's the weapon that we have that we can all do. Just humble ourselves. Praise God. If you have a praise report, now is a good time to share that with us. Or you have a thought or comment, or maybe you have a vision that you want to share with us, because God is speaking to us. He is speaking. And if you have a prayer request, well, God is answering prayer. I just gave a praise report of the recovering of Wanda Holland's husband, for whom we prayed on Sunday. And actually sent a prayer cloth. And so he's out of ICU, and he's in regular, on a regular ward, so to speak, or room. And things are improving quickly with him. That's God's action. Praise the Lord. Well, let us go to the Lord in prayer. We have a song. We have a song. It was someone wanting to share something with us. I thought I heard a voice. However, we have a new song that God gave us. And I'm not talking about necessarily music. I'm talking about a song of praise and thanksgiving in our heart. In other words, that must be there, resident. That saints, nine times in scripture, it says, and they sang a new song. It's different from what we used to sing. We had a song of complaint, of grief, of hopelessness. That's kind of what we had as a song. Well, God has done something awesome. He's changed that. We now have a hit record, one of praise and thanksgiving. Okay, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come to you today because you are the place. You are the terminus, the terminal. You are the central place that we belong. So we come once again and we meet with you, and you get into your presence, and you enjoy us and we enjoy you. And we thank you for allowing us to draw near. We also, Lord, thank you for your consistent and continual offer of forgiveness and cleansing for us. We need it all of the time, because there are moments, many moments, where we miss the mark, some intentionally, some unintentionally. Help us, Lord. Forgive us. Heal us in those places where there are holes and emptiness. Yes. Heal us in those places where we are broken. Heal us in those places. where we need you to be on your throne. We want to surrender every aspect and part of our being to you for your occupation, your rulership, your kingdom's reign in our own hearts and spirits. So today we submit ourselves to you. We present ourselves to you as gifts. He says, out of Ethiopia, noble ambassadors shall come presenting themselves as gifts. And that's us, with outstretched hands. We thank you, Lord, today. We thank you for washing us, for cleansing us, for separating us far away from our iniquities and our transgressions, so that the song and that you've given to us, the new song, we want to sing that and that alone, the new song that you've given to us. So we bless your name today. Cause this song to reside in our spirits, in our hearts, so that we are praising you all the day long. Even when we are opposed and confronted with circumstances that are blowing from a different direction, we understand that your throne is never shaken, ever, that you're always on your throne. So therefore, we shall not be moved. We will stand, and having done all, stand in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for all that you've done. We praise you from each end of the earth. We praise you with the islands and the coastal regions and the inhabitants of them. We sing a song such as never been heard in the among the nations before. So we thank you for putting in our hearts the ability to trust and to have confident reliance on you. And that the fear, the reverence and worship that we have will remain consistently. So behold, we bless you affectionately and gratefully today, Lord. All of us, all the servants of the Lord who stand by night in the house of the Lord, we praise you. We sing the new song that you've given to us. Bless each one of our prayer team today. Yes, thank you for raising us up. Thank you for standing, putting us our feet on a rock, which is you, to stand. A rock that's immovable, that's been there from eternity and will continue through eternity. Your name is Mighty God, Counselor, Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father. So we bow before you today. Father, we admire and continue to see your works, your handiwork, your footsteps among the nations. We thank you, Lord, today, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Okay, quickly, I do want to bring us together on a thought here. You would have heard the news. It's dominant in the media all of yesterday, and I think it began last Friday or somewhere thereabouts, where there is law legislation in Arizona that is before the governor of Arizona concerning, let me cut to the chase. There is a battle going on, at least it's alleged, over religious liberties in that state. And our my bringing it up is not to put us on or on any side per se, although there is one, but it's the idea that we would bring make this a matter of prayer. This legislation that has to do with religious liberties and the details of that, if you have listened to the news any for one moment the last several days, that's the lead story, because it's causing a lot of uproar, and I believe Georgia is about to have the same thing happen in a matter of weeks. So as it, they've described it, this is a war that has to do with culture and religious liberties and the practice of righteousness or the lack thereof. And so I just wanted to highlight that, not to be controversial, but with the idea that we have to remember that God is still in control.
Amen.
And for us, the task Amen. Is that we would pray. That's our task. We are not to be political per se, but to pray, because it takes God to resolve and bring about His plan and His will in His earth. It's His earth. So we're going to be like Daniel, just surrender. I would like to ask one of you, one of our prayer team, if you have a sense and if you've heard this, just ask for God's intervention and rule and overrule in the situation. We're not here to take sides. We're here to be on God's side. Pray that His will be done, as it is in heaven, and He has a will, and there is a season and position in heaven concerning His will here on earth as it relates to this particular controversy. So I'll ask one of you to take that up. Would someone take that up for prayer quickly? Our time is winding down. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Lord, we praise You. Yes, Lord, we bless Your name. Hallelujah. You are the Most High God. Yes, Father, we thank You this morning
yes,
for the opportunity that You've given to us, that we could come before Your presence this morning, oh God. You woke
yes.
us up, oh God, after a peaceful night of rest. You watched
yes.
over us, oh God, and You've kept us, oh God. And so we have no other choice, oh God, but as we open our eyes to see this morning,
We thank you.
Oh, yes, Lord God, because many have not seen the bright light of day. But, God, we have, and so we bow before you, Lord God. We give You glory. We give You honor. We give You praise, Lord
Hallelujah.
God, because You are great, and You are greatly to be praised. You are an almighty God. You said You are a jealous God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Father God, and everything that you do it well. Lord God, today we stand together with those that are seeking for religious justice in the name
yes.
of God. God, there is nothing that is changed in You. You are the same God yesterday, today,
yes,
and
yes,
forevermore. Lord
Hallelujah.
God, what is righteous in Your sight has been
yes.
and always will be, Father God, today. So we agree this day that Your
yes.
will be done in the
yes.
state
yes.
of Arizona and all the other states that are
yes.
standing on Your word and standing
yes.
and trusting and believing that You Your government will reign throughout the nations, God, and they
yes.
stand
Hallelujah.
On Your word. I'm trusting that You will stand with them and know that You will, God, that whatever
yes.
forces of evil that would try to penetrate, Lord God, your truth, that they will not
yes.
succeed. They will fail because your word
yes.
is truth. We say the entrance of your word brings light. Hallelujah,
yes.
Jesus. So we pray that your word and the light of your word will penetrate the hearts and the minds of all those that may be against the ruling, O God, of this law that is about
yes.
to be passed. Father God, we trust and believe in your word today, and we believe together with them that this law will
yes.
come to pass because it is, Lord God, what is your will. Yes, Father God, your will in the hearts and the minds of these business owners that are trusting
yes.
and standing on your word, that if something or someone that is not of you, that is not of you, comes in, that they would have the right, they would have the right to turn them away. They would have the right to not do business with them. Because, Father God, good and evil cannot be in the same place at the same time. Hallelujah,
amen.
God. You said in your word, Lord God, that we are serving God or we serving mammon. Hallelujah, Jesus. So, God, today we just thank you today that we have this opportunity that we could stand and agree and stand on
yes.
your word, Lord God, and agree that your will be done in this situation in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Thank
you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God.
Hallelujah.
You are a mighty God. You are a
thank
great God, and you change us not. Hallelujah.
Thank
Father
you,
God,
Lord.
We thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord, we praise
Hallelujah.
You.
Praise
thank you,
name.
Lord God, that we could trust you, Lord God, and stand
thank
on
you,
your word, Lord God. We could trust, Lord God, that when we follow your word, that you have our back. Hallelujah. We thank
yes.
you, God. We thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Praise his name. Praise his name. Well, there was a praise report that we never did cite, but nevertheless, we are thankful. We had prayed for the Winter Olympics in Sochi, Russia,
yes.
that there would be no calamity, no tragedy in terms of all of the terroristic threats that were coming forth from every direction. And we see that that event has went on for 17 days and concluded, and it was peaceful. So
Amen.
We and many, many others were praying for that event, and therefore God honored the prayers of his people. We are the salt of the earth, and to function as we are, the people of God are intended to have the effect that salt has in the earth.
Mm.
Salt kills bacteria. Salt protects and preserves and all of that. So please try not to be aloof from what is happening in our world. Try to be in touch so that you can pray consistent with God, what you know the Word of God says. That's what it means for us to be the salt in the earth. It says, ye are the salt. And I love to cook, and I know the power of salt and what
Amen.
It can do. I don't cook without salt. I cook with salt. And, of course, put in the right proportions and with the right things, you can come up with a wonderful meal because of salt. So be the salt. Be the salt. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Have a song. Have a song. And pay attention. As you hear the news, it will cause you to grow and develop because you'll see what God said in the Word coming to pass one way or the other. You'll see it. And it will enhance your faith and your trust in the Lord, because you said, man, God knows the end from the beginning. He already got it in his word, and here it is right in our face. And that's what's going on. So the war is on. Remember I said we're in a war, and it's on. It's not going to come. It's on. Hallelujah. All right. Well, I want to, our time is is quite about up, and I do would like to have us do the yeah, we want a benediction before that music. Let me share the benediction with you. I want you to be awesomely favored, divinely powered, and blessed as you go through the day today. So let me, where is my my benediction? Okay. Revelation chapter 1, verse 5, second part of 5 through 6. Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and had made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. You've been washed. He loves you. And you're being made a king and a priest. Awesome. Listen, God bless you. We love you. Tonight, we will be on for Bible study at 7:30, so you may join us tonight. Do not forget. It's Wednesday. We haven't been able to gather because of all of the weeks of white stuff that has visited us, and hopefully that won't be the case today. But let's keep our eyes open. I don't know what the latest weather report is, but our plan is, if in fact everything is okay, we'll be gathering for our Bible study. Well, God bless you. Thank you for joining us. May God just continue to grow you and to keep you in power. You're awesomely favored, divinely powered, and guess what? Blessed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for our sound. You see how clear our sound is today? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank God.
Hallelujah.
I will bless and victorious to everyone. Walk in peace. Victory.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.